Well, our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, joins us now in Melbourne. Peter, how are this week's events being interpreted by business observers?
Well, hi, Eleanor. Look, media commentators, business people, contacts of mine close to the big regulators, it's really been a reaction of dismay that a great institution like the ABC would embroil itself in such a crisis. Well, we've got news of Mr. Meld's resignation now, but the main question is why this has taken so long, given the governance issues at stake and the ABC's reputation being trashed in public. Now, journalists, of course, need to know they can deliver independent journalism without any real or perceived interference from the board or, worse still, the government. And I've just been handed a release from the Journalists Union, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, and they're saying that this leadership crisis at the top of the ABC will only be resolved with a comprehensive public inquiry, and that what's happened in the last couple of days, or what we've heard, has not been a one-off attack on the ABC's independence, but the culmination of years of what they call inappropriate external meddling in ABC affairs. So it seems that this matter is far from over, Eleanor.
The ABC board is currently without a chair and without a managing director. What's the process now to find both of them?
Well, certainly it's going to have to be a very strong and intense search. But whoever does come in as a chair must declare their unequivocal support for the independence of the ABC. And just going back to what the Journalists Union has said, is that their concern is that Mr. Milne appears to have misunderstood the role of the ABC as a public broadcaster and not a mouthpiece for the government of the day. So clearly the headhunters are likely to be engaged. We'll be hearing later as to an interim chairman or a chair of the ABC board, but the selection process is going to be very, very specific and careful given the events of the last 48 hours or so.
Peter Ryan, our business editor there in Melbourne, thank you. Well, the Prime Minister has just tweeted that the ABC board and chairman has made the right call. Scott Morrison says it's time for the ABC to resume normal transmission, both independently and without bias. He said that is what Australian taxpayers pay for and deserve.